This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, good manner. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of good manner and incuriosity. In the Islamic lifestyle, when we look at the Islamic text, we see that the good manner does not mean to be or having the incuriosity in the matters of the life. When we see something which is bad in the society, the good manner does not say that when you see something bad happening, when you see some kind of injustice happening in the society, be quiet and deal with it in a good way or the kindness. Rather, Islam says that if there is something which is bad, obviously we have Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, calling towards the good and forbidding the bad deeds or forbidding the bad or evil. When we see the evil in there, the good manner is to deal with the harshness. It is to not to deal with the smile. When we see an evil in the society, the good manner does not teaches us to deal with the people with kindness, to deal with the people with a smile, to see the people with a smile. For example, if there are people who purposefully, we see that in the month of Ramadan, being a Muslim, they do not fast purposefully. They break their fast in front of others, then it is not a place to smile upon them, to give them a spoil. Because when you give a smile to such a person, he gets the courage of doing that evil again and again. But if we look them harshly, if we look them in a way so that they feel guilty, they will never again repeat the same thing in the month of Ramadan. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the good manner and incuriosity. In the Islamic teachings, we said that it is not the part of good manner that someone performs an evil. We should deal with the person. We should face a person with kindness, with the smile. And the example which we gave was the example when in the month of Ramadan, when there is the fasting is an obligatory upon everyone, and we see someone purposefully break his fast during the day, and with no reason he eats in front of other people who are fasting. Now there, if we smile on such a person, obviously this is something which encourages him to perform that evil again and again. Therefore, we need to see him in a way so that he feels guilty. And this is what husn-e khulq means. In the good manner does not mean having incuriosity. Good manner means that when there is an evil, you should stop evil. When there is a good thing, you need to smile. If you're calling someone towards the right path, yes, you need to call them with a kindness. You need to call them with a smile, with kindness. You need to talk them softly so that they come towards you because you are preaching something. But on the other hand, if there is an evil, if there is a crime happening, it does not mean to show incuriosity to that crime or to that evil. And this is what husn-e khulq or the good manner means in the Islamic lifestyle. So in the Islamic lifestyle, when we talk about the good manner, we need to consider all these points in our minds and then having a good manner in the society, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.